Well, I think the peace process outlines a collegial decision making on aspects of controversy between the parties that have signed it, that some members of the agreement are being arrested and detained. Does not really bode well for the peace agreement. It signifies lack of faith in the processes spelled out for decision-making and for conflict resolution in the spirit of the peace agreement.
The arrests, at least some of those arrests, are associated with the first vice president, Riek Machar. I'm thinking back to what happened when the civil war came between supporters of Kiir and Riek Machar.
I think it exacerbates the tensions between supporters of both parties, and it deserves significant attention from the guarantors of the peace agreement. And also, it calls for a de-escalation of hostilities, because right now what is happening, the backdrop to this is the overrunning of the base that houses SPDF, the Sudan South Sudanese Army contingent in the town of...
SSPDF, eh?
Yeah. SSPDF, which is, you know, in the town of Nasir, which is in the Nuer community territory from which Riek Machar hails. And so de-escalation is something that should be pursued diligently to mitigate tensions. I think involving elders and respected members of the community would go a long way to bring down the tensions.
Brian, last week, I think the representative of the United Nations in South Sudan warned the officials there about the need to focus on the road to elections. Do you think this could be another roadblock?
I think this is not related to the election preparations. I think the elections are still a long way off, not very long way off. I would say it's a year off. There are processes that are required to create the mechanisms and the institutions to govern the elections. Those are still ongoing or behind schedule considerably. But what we have, this tension that is flaring up, is a result of the subnational violence that predominates across several areas in the country. So this is not an issue that is peculiar to Nasir alone. It has happened in Western Equatoria State. It has happened in Tonj. It's happening in many other jurisdictions. And the United Nations itself has warned severally that there is need to put in place mechanisms to contain this subnational violence, because this violence undermines the spirit of the peace agreement.